Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. John the Baptist, called the voice by Isaiah the prophet, what a noble title to be given. The voice lived on the threshold. I don't mean the cutting edge, just the threshold. The threshold in various ways. He is the last of the old and the first of the new. That type of threshold. He lived on the threshold of the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God, and he called it as such. The kingdom of Satan, you brood of vipers, why do you show up? The kingdom of God, that's what it meant by the kingdom of heaven. Heaven was that Jewish way of describing, in a very discreet and honorable way, God himself. So kingdom of heaven was the kingdom of God. It is the rule of God. It is both a present reality and a future hope. That's threshold. Thus, we can say that we are nearer to it now than before, not just because we face a new millennium, but also that it has been here within our lives all the while. That's threshold. We thus have also, like John, lived on the threshold. There is in John the threshold between judgment and salvation. He, after all, calls to repentance. When's the last time you heard that call? Repent, confessing your sins, for the coming wrath will consume us. His winnowing fork, burning shaft, the fire, all the images of judgment. But John says there is also salvation for those who repent, who are baptized. That's threshold, and we are there. In our lives, too, there needs to be the constant call to repentance, whether it be on the threshold of a new year, Advent, a new century, a new millennium. It is always good at such times to be called to repentance, to cast aside, to allow God to clean up the past faults and failures and weaknesses of our lives, to recreate afresh for the new year, step across the threshold into a new life, daily, in fact, daily. And then there is the threshold of time and eternity, between that old age and the new. This last threshold between heaven and earth, between time and eternity. This threshold has also been breached. In the first instance, Christ straddled that threshold, and we too shall. In fact, we too now do straddle that threshold. Here, today, in this place, this pulpit, at this font, at this lectern, is where heaven and earth meet. Nothing less awesome and blessed than that. Heaven and earth meet. And the angels of God are swirling around today, singing the songs of the canticles with us, because God is here with his great gifts for us. And so the text has references to the passage of time. More importantly, it refers to significant times. In those days, that is the day of God's choosing and of his action, the kingdom of heaven is near. There's also a reference to time. For God is the king of all ages, as Revelation tells us. And they sang the song of Moses, the bondservant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God the Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, King of the ages." It is timely, then, as we are living on the threshold, to repent in these latter days, the latter days of one year and the start of a new, the latter days also of all time. We live in the end time. Our Lord is coming. And he has been all along, the next threshold. At the threshold of any new venture, age, period of our lives, it is salutary to be cleansed of all past sins and guilt, to start the new era fresh in the forgiveness of sins. But there's one other threshold that John not so much declares, but is in his own life. And Jesus talks about it later in Matthew. Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Except, Jesus might say, you are greater. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And that's a reference to you and to me. Our Lord, through baptism and our daily call to repentance, which is a return to our baptism, has brought us to that kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, which is in us, all around us. And there we are greater even than John. And we are ready to face any new threshold. For in the new year, this Advent season of a new year, or in that other new year coming, new century, new millennium, we may not know what is coming, but we know who will be there. He who is mightier than Satan, he who has brought the kingdom of heaven for us, he who is the Lord of all time, who finally holds the last hour in his strong hand. And Satan will not deny us in that day our salvation, for he is Lord of all, for us, who are mightier or even greater than John the Baptist. Amen.